呗。
外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。我们今天是2019年12月1日，我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 法布，为我们继续讲述今天的盛典博加瓦团的早课，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 7, Text Number, Schedule Incarnations with Specific Functions, and today we are reading from Text 27.
我们今天继续阅读《圣典博加瓦坛》第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。我们今天阅读的诗节是第27诗节。
Tokena
Tokena
Jiva
Jiva
Yat
Yat
Ulukikaya
Ulukikaya
Tokena Jiva Haranam Yad Ulukikayas
Tokena Jiva Haranam Yad Ulukikayas
Trimasikasya
Trimasikasya
Cha
Cha
Pada
Pada
Shakata Apavrita
Shakata Apavrita
Trimasikasya Cha Pada Shakato Pavrita
Trimasikasya Cha Pada Shakato Pavrita
Ita or Yat
Ita Yat
Ringata
Ringata
Antaragatena
Antaragatena
Divi
Divi
Sprisho
Sprisho
Va
Va
Yat Ringatantaragatena Divi Sprishorva
Yad ringinta dana tatragatena divis prishurva
Umulanam
Umulanam
Tu
Tu
Itarata
Itarata
Ajunayo
Ajunayo
Nabhavyam
Nabhavyam
Unmulanam tvat itaratato itaratasunayo nabhavyam.
Umulanam tvitaratarjunayur nabhavyam.
Tokena jiva haranam yadulukikayas.
Tokena jiva haranam yadulukikayas.
Trimasikasya chapada shakato pravrita.
Trimasikasya chapada shakato pravrita.
Yad ringatantaragatena divis prishorva.
Yad ringatantaragatena divis prishorva.
Unmulanam tvatitaratasunayo nabhavyam.
Umulanam tvitaratarjunayo nabhavyam.
Okay, word for word.
这句子。
Tokena.
Tokena, 被一个小孩子。
Jivaharanam.
Jivaharanam, 杀死一个生物体。
Yet,
yet, na.
Ulukikaya,
Ulukikaya, 呈现恶魔的庞大躯体。
Trimasikasya,
Trimasikasya, 一个只有3个月大的婴儿。
Cha,
Cha, 还有。
Pada,
Pada, 用腿。
Shakata aprakrita.
Shakata aprakrita. 替番误车.
Yat.
Yat. 谁?
Ringata.
Ringata. 爬行的时候.
Antaragatena.
Antaragatena. 被压倒.
Divi.
Divi. 高高的在空中.
Sprisho.
Sprisho. 触碰.
Va.
Va. 或.
Unmulanam.
Unmulanam. 连根拔起.
Tu.
Tu. 但是.
Itarata.
Itarata. 除了什么以外的人.
Ajunayo.
Ajunayo. 两棵阿朱那树的.
Nabhavyam.
Nabhavyam. 不可能.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由Srila Prabhupada提供. 译文, 主 Krishna 无疑是至尊主, 否则他怎么可能在还是个被母亲抱在怀里的婴儿时, 就杀死了巨大的恶魔Putana呢? 在只有3个月大时就踢翻了一辆木质的货车, 怎么可能在爬行的时候就连根拔起棵参天大树, 阿朱那树? 所有这些事, 除了至尊主本人，没有人能够做到。要旨，人可以通过心智思辨或拉选票制造出一个神，但这却成了智力欠佳人的经常做的事。神永远是神，一个普通的生物永远是神不可缺少的一部分。神独一无二，而普通生物多得数不胜数。所有这些生物都由神本人维护着。 正是伟达文献的定论。当Krishna还在母亲的怀抱中时，恶魔Putana来到了他母亲的面前，请求亚瑟的妈妈让他给孩子哺乳。亚瑟的妈妈同意了，孩子于是就被转到了打扮成令人尊敬的女士Putana的怀里。Putana把毒药涂在了乳头上，想用哺乳的方式杀死这个婴儿。 可Putana一旦把乳头塞进了主Krishna的嘴里，至尊主便猛吸他的乳房，吸出了他的生命之气。这恶魔据说长达6英里的巨大身躯倒了下来。尽管主Krishna可以使自己的身体扩展到超过6英里，但他在杀他时并没有这么做。至尊主化身为 Vamana时以侏儒婆罗门的形象出现，但当他开始丈量巴利王答应给他的3部土地时，他扩展自己的步伐，直接达到了宇宙之巅。那时他的一步就有千百英里长，所以对Krishna来说，施展神力扩张自己的身体，并不是一件困难的事。 但出于对亚收的妈妈的孝顺，他并不想这么做。因为如果亚收的看到了怀抱中的Krishna 为对付女魔Putana而把身体伸长至6英里， 那么他对Krishna 自然的母爱就会受到伤害，因为这样会让亚收的知道自己所谓的儿子Krishna 是神本人。 在知道Krishna 是神的情况下，亚收的妈妈会失去 作为母亲对Krishna自然的母爱，但就主Krishna而言，无论是当母亲怀中的小孩，还是宇宙的覆盖者Vamana，他都永远是神。他不需要靠严格的苦修成为神。虽然有些人想通过这种方式变成神，严格的苦修并不能够使人与神合一或变得与神平等， 但可以使人获得最多的神的品质。生物可以最大程度地获得神性的品质，但却不能够成为神，因为Krishna永远是神，不经过任何苦修就是神。无论是在母亲的怀中，还是在成长的任何阶段，都是神。他在只有3个月大的时候就杀死了躲在亚收的院子里的一辆 货车后的恶魔 Shaktasura， 当他开始在地上爬行，打扰母亲料理家务时，母亲把他绑在了阎魔杵上，但这顽皮的小孩把杵托拽到了院子里的一对高大的耳中那树的面前，用杵卡住那两棵树继续拖扯，两棵树随着一声巨响倒在了地上。亚树的妈妈走出来看发生了什么事情的时候，还以为因为至尊主的仁慈，孩子还以为因为是至尊主的仁慈，孩子没有被树压倒，却不知道是至尊主本人在院子里爬行造成了这一混乱。那便是至尊主与他的奉献者之间的爱的交流。亚树的妈妈想有至尊主当他的儿子，至尊主就完全像小孩一样在他腿上玩耍，但同时也在有需要的时候扮演全能的至尊主的角色。这些娱乐活动的美好之处都在于至尊主满足每个人的愿望。在拖倒参天大树耳中的树的使命中，至尊主的使命有两个，一个是拯救被耳中的诅咒变成树的普维拉的两个儿子，另一个是扮演在亚修的院中爬行的幼童。因为亚述的看到至尊主在自己的院子里从事这一类的活动时感到超然的喜悦，至尊主在任何情况下都是宇宙之主，他可以随心所欲的以任何译文，主 Krishna 无疑是至尊主，否则他怎么可能在还是个被母亲抱在怀里的婴儿时就杀死了巨大的恶魔扑特纳，在只有三个月大时就踢翻了一辆木质的货车，怎么可能还在爬行时就连根拔起了一根参天大树尔朱那树。所有这些事除了至尊主本人，没人能做到。
Om Agyanati Miranjasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Shakshin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shudnavari Pashatate Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam tadati svapadantikam Vanchakaupataru vyacha kripa sindhu vyaye vacha Patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Arvaita Garadara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Lord Brahma has introduced already Lord Krishna in the previous verse.
在主 Brahma 在之前的这个世界里面 Sorashu, I'm distracted. Sorashu.
Lord Brahma in the previous verse has already introduced Krishna as one of the incarnations.
在之前的这个世界里，主 Brahma 他已经介绍了主 Krishna， 他是其中的一位化身。
Because in this chapter we're talking about this, the different incarnations of the Lord.
因为我们在这个章节里面讲的是主的不同的化身们。
And because Krishna and his brother Balaram.His first expansion, they came also to play the role of incarnation, means to kill the demons, to protect the devotees, and establish religious principles. So he is named amongst all different incarnations of the Lord.
Because Lord Krishna and Balaram, they also took the form of a human to protect their devotees, to kill the demons, and to rebuild the religious principles.所以主巴玛在数这些的化身的时候呢，也把他们也列在了其中。
But Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma has already witnessed Krishna's pastimes.
但是主 Brahma 他已经亲自见证了 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So he knows that Krishna is not an incarnation.
那么所以他知道呢 ，Krishna 他并不是一位化身。
Yes, he plays the role of incarnation when it's needed, but it is the origin of all incarnations.
那虽然当有需要的时候呢，他会去扮演一个化身的形象，但是呢，他是所有的这些化身的源泉。
So in this verse he is saying, there is no doubt that Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢，在这一世界里面呢，他就讲到了，毫无疑问 ，Krishna 是至尊人格首神。
And then he goes on, mention different pastimes, and most prominent pastimes of Krishna, over three verses, he stretches over ten verses, you know, where other incarnations he spoke one verse, or two, or three, the most, in the case of Lord Ramachandra. But here, about Lord Krishna, he's going to mention 10 verses about Krishna.
那他在讲别的化身的时候呢，他都用一个世界就讲完了。他可能在讲这个主 Ramachandra 的时候呢，用了多过一个世界的篇幅。但是当他在讲 Krishna 的时候呢，他要讲十个世界才会讲完 Krishna 的事儿。
Because he's amazed, he himself is amazed by Krishna's pastimes.
因为他自己就被 Krishna 的逍遥时光所惊叹着。
All the different incarnations of the Lord, they perform very wonderful, very outstanding, very amazing pastimes.
Krishna 的所有的这些逍遥时光，这些化身们全部都在上演着令人不可思议的、非常的令人惊叹的逍遥时光。
They perform acts that cannot be performed by any common human being.
他们所从事的这些活动是不可能被任何的普通常人所为的。
But Lord Brahma was amazed about the pastimes of Krishna.
但是主 Brahma 却被主 Krishna 的逍遥时光所惊叹。
Because even though Krishna, being in the body of a small child, he could do incredible things, amazing things. Even though he looked like a little boy, like just a normal boy, he could do incredible things.
因为就即便 Krishna 他处在一个小孩的身形里面，他看起来就是一个普通的孩子，但是他却可以去从事令人不可思议的、没有办法去理解和相信的事情。
At the age of 3 months, he killed two demons.
在三个月大的时候就杀死了两个大恶魔。
An incredible demons, like Putana was an incredible demon.
而且是非常的雄而有力的恶魔，比如说 Putana 他就是一个很不可思议的恶魔。
This demon could fly over the sky with their mystic powers.
这些恶魔们都有他们的玄秘力量，从而能够飞向天空。
She could assume any form she wanted.
他可以展现出他任何想要出在的那种形象。
But she was really at a bad, very bad nature.
但是呢，他的品性却非常的邪恶。
So Kamsa had received the news that Krishna was already born in Goloka. So he, instead of going himself, he preferredto send some of his friends, demons, to go and check if they find Krishna, get rid of him, kill him.
Kamsa 呢，他听说 Krishna 已经在 Goloka 降生了，所以他并没有亲自去查探，而是派了他的这些恶魔的这些朋友们到Goloka 去打探，然后呢，如果要是看到了 Krishna 呢，就立刻把他给抓住，把他给杀死。
Kamsa knew that he would be killed by Devaki's eighth child.
Kamsa 知道他会被 Devaki 的第八个孩子杀死。
So he was afraid of himself going to Goloka. So you are sending these demons. You say, well, if these demons can do the job, then okay, good for me.
所以呢，他就把这些恶魔给派去了。 想如果恶魔能帮他把这个事给搞定的话，那可对我挺好的。
So Putana was the first demon he sent.
对, Putana呢，是他派去的第一个恶魔。
Because by his calculation, Krishna would be only 3 months old.
因为他算一算呢, Krishna这会儿才只有三个月大。
So Putana had a female body.
因为 Putana呢, 她有一个女性的躯体。
She could disguise herself as a very beautiful maid.
而且她可以把自己打扮成一个非常的美丽的女仆的形象。
So she did that.
所以她就这么做了。
And she was walking very graciously.
她是婀娜多姿的步伐向前移动着。
She looked very attractive.
看着非常的吸引人。
Looking at everyone with a very, very beautiful smile.
她脸上绽放着灿烂的笑容，看着所有的人。
Everybody were mesmerized. They thought that she was a good person.
所有人都被她给迷住了，大家都觉得她是一个好人。
They thought she probably is from heaven.
他觉得他可能是来自于天堂的。
Or maybe it's Lakshmi herself.
也许可能是Lakshmi本人呢。
So they totally trusted her.
大家呢都完全的相信了他。
Even Mother Yashoda trusted her so much that when she requests to take the Krishna on her lap, Mother Yashoda let her to do that.
即便是亚修的妈妈也都相信了她，而且呢，允许她把 Krishna
从她的怀中抱走。She wanted to breastfeed Krishna, and Mother Yashoda was okay. You can do.
因为她想为 Krishna 喝奶，所以亚修的妈妈说：“好吧，你可以这么做。”
Nobody suspect this Putana.
对，没有人对 Putana 有任何的怀疑之心。
So she took Krishna, yes.
对呢，他就把 Krishna 抱过去了。
Krishna was actually waiting for her.
是 Krishna 正等着他呢。
Krishna could read her heart.
Krishna 能够读他的心。
Krishna. At that time, he closed his eyes.
可以懂他的心思。此时，Krishna正闭着眼睛。
And it's very interesting. Different acharyas give a different, slightly different, explain in different ways why Krishna, the reason why Krishna closed his eyes.
这是一个非常有意思的事情。不同的 acharya 们呢。 以不同的方式给我们解释了为什么 Krishna 要闭着眼睛，这是有一个原因的。One
reason is to make Putana feel very confident.
那其中一个原因呢，是让 Putana 感到非常的有信心。Thinking,
oh, this is going to be easy. This child is really very innocent. He does not know who I am.
想着这个活儿很容易干，因为这孩子呢很天真无辜，他根本就不知道我到底是谁。Another
reason is that he didn't want to look at her face because she was a demon.
另外一个原因呢，是他不想看见普特纳的脸，因为普特纳是一个恶魔。So.
And there's some other reasons, but the fact is that Krishna really was playing the part of a very innocent baby of only 3 months old.
还有些其他的原因，但是呢，最主要的这个事情呢，就是 Krishna 他真的是尽职尽责的在扮演好他是一个婴儿的三个月大的婴儿的角色。
But he remained even though in that small child looking very innocent, very fragile, he remained the Almighty Lord with all potencies.
但是呢，即便是他看起来是一个天真无邪的，而且是一个非常脆弱的孩童的形象，但是他依然是无所不能的，变成万有的神。
So he, and also, another reason was that Krishna closed his eyes because this was the first demon. This was the first demon that Krishna was going to kill, and just happened that this demon had a female body.
还有另外一个 Krishna 他闭着眼睛的原因呢，是因为 Putana 将是 Krishna 他杀死的第一个恶魔，但是呢。Putana 她恰巧又是以女性的身形显现的。
Yeah, it's not Vedic to harm a woman.
那从韦达的角度来说呢，是不能去欺负伤害女子的。
Women and children are seen always as innocent.
因为女子和孩子他们永远都是无辜的。
Should not be treated with harshness or violence.
所以呢，他们不能够被暴力的对待，也不能够被粗鲁的对待。
Of course, women nowadays, they play the role of men. They are just women in their bodies, but actually they behave like men.
但是在当今的这个世界呢，女子已经像男人一样在行事了。虽然说他们是展现的是女人的身体，但其实他们的行为举止，他们的内心都像男人一样。
So many cases they lose their natural feminine qualities.
对，有很多时候呢，女子他们都失去了他们本真所具有的女性的品质。
So, yeah, Krishna was the Supreme Lord, even though he was in that body.Apparently, very fragile, very innocent.
Krishna 呢，他就是人格守神。虽然他是在一个非常天真的、非常的稚弱的儿童的身形里。
And Krishna wanted to give a special mercy to Putana.
而且 Krishna 呢，希望能够把一个特别仁慈给予 Putana。
She.Because in her previous life she was connected with a great devotee of the Lord.
因为在Putana 的前世呢，他和主的一个非常伟大的奉献者是有关联的。
She was the sister of Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj, 他是 Bali Maharaj
的young sister.
对，他是 Bali Maharaj 的妹妹。
And so this young sister Bali Maharaj, when she saw Vamana Deva coming into the arena of Bali Maharaj, here also Srila Prabhupada mentions Bali Maharaj and Vamana Deva in this purport.
在这个要旨里面呢，Srila Prabhupada 他也提到了 Bali Maharaj 和主 Vamana Deva。那么当巴里马哈拉什的小妹妹看到了 Vamana Deva 来到了巴里马哈拉什的祭祀场的时候，
She felt a great attraction for this young boy.
她当时呢就深深的被这个小男孩所吸引。
And she manifests some motherly affection for this boy, this, you know, being a boy, you know, and she being a woman, she manifested feelings of motherly feelings.
作为一个女子，面对这样一个小孩，她就展现出了母亲般的爱。
So she was very attracted to Vamana Deva.
她就很被 Vamana Deva 所吸引。
Vamana Deva was a former Krishna in the form of a small boy, a dwarf Brahmana, and he looked very beautiful, also very attractive.
Vamana Deva 呢是主 Krishna 在一个小侏儒的形象中显现的一个形象，那么是一个很美的、很可爱的一个小男孩的形象。
How do you say a dwarf? 侏儒。
侏儒。
侏儒。So, and that, but later, as we know the story, Vamana Deva took away all the possessions of Bali Maharaj with his three steps of land, with his two steps of his body, and everything was taken away, and Bali Maharaj had to surrender because there was no other way, no other place to put the third step. So Bali Maharaj gave himself to the Lord to put the third step on his head. So he lost everything. He lost himself. He lost everything. So she became enraged. Her sister became enraged. Oh, how? This boy took away our possession, everything we had.
但是我们知道这个故事后来发展呢，就是Vamanadeva 的三步就拿走了巴利摩哈尔的一切，他的两步就拿走了巴利摩哈尔的所有的土地，使得巴利摩哈尔没有东西再给他了，只能够完全把自己臣服于Vamanadeva， 然后使这个 Vamanadeva 的第三步呢就跨在了巴利摩哈尔的这个身上，这样让他得到了所有的这一切。那么这个呢就使巴利摩哈尔的妹妹就非常的愤怒，在想怎么会就在您的这三步里面就把我们所有的一切都给拿走了呢？
She wanted revenge for this what happened to them.
所以说呢，她就希望能够为发生的这一切而复仇。
So in the next life, she took the birth of Putana.
所以呢，她在下一生呢，就以 Putana 的形象降生了。
So she had still that motherly affection.
但是呢，她依然还有母亲的爱。
That's why she wanted to breastfeed Krishna. Breastfeed Krishna.
那也就是这个原因呢，使她愿意想要母乳 Krishna。
But at the same time, she had the mentality of a demon. She wanted to kill this boy.
与此同时呢，她的但与此同时呢，她又具有的是恶魔的心态，就她想杀死这个孩子。
So that's why we know the story. Krishna accepted her breast milk and sucked the milk, but at the same time, knowing that she was a demon, it sucked away her vital air, and she at that time she assumed a huge form of 6 miles or 8 miles, I don't know, huge body, and fell out in the outskirts of Goloka Vrindavan.
所以说呢，我们就可以看到，在这个故事里面，是 Krishna 他接受了 Putana 来喂他喝奶，但是在他这个去吸他的乳汁的同时呢，因为他要知道他是一个恶魔，所以他就吸走了他的生命之气，使得 Putana 展现了他的六英长的恶魔的可怕的这个形象。
So, and Lord Srila Prabhupada mentioned, it's amazing how Krishna did that, because even though she assumed that gigantic form when was being sucked by Krishna, and she was terrified, she was crying, leave me baby, leave me child, leave me, could not take away Krishna from her breast. And finally she died because Krishna sucked the vital air. And Krishna was always in that little form of a child.
然后Srila Prabhupada他也做出一番解释，他说很有意思的一件事情就是Krishna 他在吸 Putana 的这个乳汁的时候呢，在吸走了他的生命之气，此时呢已经让Putana 非常的害怕了，他实际上在喊着放开我，放开我，你这个孩子赶紧放开我，因为他没有办法让这个 Krishna 的嘴离开他的乳房。但是在整个的这个过程中呢， Krishna 他始终都是一个小婴儿的形象。
He didn't assume a big form like her in order to kill her. He remained a small child as he was before.
他并不是为了要杀死他，所以呢就让自己的这个形象变大了。没有，他依然让自己还是留在之前的那个小孩子的形象之中。
That's why Lord Brahma said, there's no doubt that Krishna is, otherwise, he is the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how could he kill, How could kill this put a giant demon Putana if he was just a little child, a little baby?
所以说呢，Brahma 他就说了，就因为这个原因，就一定可以证实 Krishna 他是至尊人格守神，否则的话，他怎么可能就在这么一个小婴儿的这个形象下，就能够把巨大的 Putana 给杀死呢？
Certainly Krishna could have assumed a form as gigantic as Putana was even bigger. There's no problem for Krishna.
那毫无疑问 ,Krishna 他是可以把自己的形象扩展到比Putana和Putana一样大或者是比Putana还要大的。
Before, when he came as Vamanadeva, he was a small boy, but when he was going to take the steps of land, he assumed a gigantic form.Bigger than the universe.
所以当Vamanadeva刚刚显现在巴利马哈尔什的面前的时候呢，他是一个小矮人的形象。但是当他要用他的步子去迈开的时候，他展现了巨人的身躯。他的整个这个身体呢，要像整个宇宙一样庞大。
But as Krishna.As Krishna did not do that, he did not assume a different form. He remained the same child as he was before.
但是 Krishna 却没有这么做，他并没有更换自己的身形，他依然让自己留存在像之前的 Krishna 的幼童的形象之中。
And Srila Prabhupada elaborates very nicely, explaining why he did not do so.Why he did not assume a gigantic form?
然后呢，舍勒帕帕呢就非常的精到的给我们解释了为什么Krishna 他没有扩展自己的身形，没有让自己变成一个庞大的身躯。
Because Mother Yashoda had a very strong motherly affection for Krishna.
因为亚修的妈妈是。对 Krishna 满怀着深深的母爱的。
And in order for Mother Yashoda to manifest this motherly affection, very deep motherly affection, Krishna does not manifest his godhood, his position as the Supreme Lord.
为了要让亚修的妈妈展示她这个满怀着母爱的深情，Krishna 就没有展现出他的巨大的身躯。
Yashoda thinks this is my baby. Krishna is in its protection. He to take care of him.
那亚修的妈妈觉得呢，这是我的小宝宝 Krishna， 我得好好的保护他，得好好的照顾。
This is the feeling of those devotees who are in Vatsalya Rasa, parental Rasa. They think that they should give protection to Krishna. They don't ask Krishna to protect them. They think they should protect Krishna, and they do everything and anything to protect Krishna.
对 Krishna 处于 Vatsalya Rasa 父母之爱的情怀的这些奉献者，他们的内心想着就是我必须要保护 Krishna， 我必须要好好的保护他。他们不会想着要让 Krishna 来保护他们。
If Krishna would have manifested a giant form like Putana at that time, which Krishna could have done very easily, if he had done that, then that would disturb Mother Yashoda's motherly feelings.
所以如果 Krishna 在那会儿把自己的形象扩展成像 Putana 一样的庞大的话，当然这对他来说呢是轻而易举的事情。但是如果他这么做了，就会深深的打扰亚修的妈妈对他的母爱之心。
She starts thinking, "Oh, it's not my child; it's the Supreme Lord Himself." So all these feelings of love as a mother would have gone.
妈妈就会在想，哦，这不是我的孩子，他是至尊人格守神本人。如果他这么一想的话呢？那么他对这个孩子的这种母爱之情就会烟消云散了。
And Krishna did not want to hurt the loving affection of Mother Yashoda for him. He didn't want to disturb that.
所以说，Krishna 他不想伤害亚修的妈妈的母爱，所以呢，他也就不会做任何事情去打扰这个。
Because he knows Mother Yashoda has so much affection, so much love for him, and Krishna wants to reciprocate in a way that to satisfy Mother Yashoda.
那知道妈妈亚修达是多么的爱他, 所以呢, Krishna 一定要做一些事情去回应亚修达妈妈对他的爱。
Krishna is very attached. He feels very great pleasure in pleasing his devotees.
是的呢, 他是非常的依附以及非常的快乐的 和他的奉献者之间的这种交流的。
Krishna loves his pure devotees more than he loves himself.
Krishna 要比爱他自己更多的爱着他的纯粹的奉献者们。
In the material world, everybody loves himself before anything else.
在物质世界，所有的人都是先爱自己，才会去想着别人。
Everybody considers oneself as most important than anybody else.
所有的人都觉得自己要比其他的人更重要。
So everybody has more affection for his own self than for anybody else, even family or wealth or whatever.
所以任何人呢都会比先爱自己才会去爱别人，无论是家人还是财富。
So, yes, Krishna did not want to disturb that very intense parental motherly affection of Mother Yashoda, so he remained as a small child, but he manifested his incredible powers as the Supreme Lord by killing Putana just by sucking her life air from her breast.
Krishna, 为了不打扰亚修达妈妈对他的这种炽烈的母爱深情, Krishna 他就依然保留在自己的婴儿的这个形象，但是呢，即便在婴儿的这个形象里面呢，他也展现了他至尊人格守神的无比的威力，通过吸Putana的乳汁而吸走了他的生命之气。
It's Krishna that gives the life air within the body that we take, and this Krishna will take away that life air. Nobody else can do.
在我们的身体中所存在的这个生命之气呢，是由 Krishna 所给予我们的。那么最终呢，也是被 Krishna 拿走的。没有人会做到这一点。
I can only act as instruments, but this Krishna action will take away our life air at a particular time.
那其他的人能够做到的事情呢，都只能是一个工具而已，而只有 Krishna 在特定的时间。 会带走我们的生命之气。
That's why he said, if Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you.
才会说, 如果 Krishna 他要保护的话, 没有人会杀死这个人。
And if Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you.
而 Krishna 如果想杀死你, 那就没有人保护得了你了。
So when Putana was there, a huge body, 6 miles long, huge body, fell on the fields, everybody was terrified, and they saw the small baby Krishna on the top of that body. Everybody, oh, let's save our Krishna, let's take our Krishna. He was not harmed. Oh, certainly Vishnu, the Lord, protected him. Oh, so kind, because Krishna is so nice. And everybody take Krishna and embrace Krishna and they make sure that he's not harmed, you know. He was saved by Vishnu, who always protects him.
那所以说，当 Putana 的六英尺的身躯躺在田野里的时候，Krishna 就在 Putana 的身体之上，这会儿把所有的人都给吓坏了，然后在想，哦，Krishna，哎呀，就是由于 Vishnu， 所以呢把他给保护了，所以呢他没有受到任何的危险。 那因为 Krishna 呢，他是一个非常可爱的孩子，所以呢，所有的人都跑来，要这个救他，要照顾他，来拥抱他。So
nobody was thinking that this little baby could have done that. Nobody.
没有任何一个人会想到是 Krishna 做了杀死 Putana 的事儿。
This was certainly done by the Supreme Lord Vishnu. He did that to protect our baby Krishna.
那这件事呢，一定是至尊人格守神主 Vishnu 做的，就是为了要保护我们的宝宝 Krishna。
So this is the intense mood of loving devotion of inhabitants of Vrindavan.
这就展现了在 Vrindavan 的居民们对 Krishna 的炽烈的爱。
And Krishna had, Brahma, Lord Brahma had witnesses these pastimes of the Lord before.
而之前呢，主 Brahma 他亲眼见到了这个逍遥时光。
Because Krishna appears every day of Brahma.
因为 Krishna 会在主 Brahma 的每一天中显现。
Of course, for us, it goes many millions and millions of years until Krishna comes back again, but for Lord Brahma, it's every day.
那对于我们来说呢 ，Krishna 每一次来是要经过好几百万个年代之后才会来的。但是对于主 Brahma 来说呢，每一天他都会见到 Krishna。
So how Krishna can maintain that small form of a baby, very innocent, and at the same time manifest his potencies as the Almighty Lord？
那所以 Krishna 他如何同时？以非常的天真无邪的形象显现在这个小婴儿的身体里，但与此同时呢，又能够展现他变存万有的威力庞大的神的力量呢。
That's why he's saying there is no doubt that Krishna is the supreme Lord. It's no doubt.
所以说才会说到，这是毫无疑问的、毋庸置疑的 ，Krishna 就是至尊主。
The same way when Krishna was tied to the grinding mortar as a punishment for his mischief, and the mother should have left him there, and he was crawling, pulling that grinding mortar, and finally pulling between there were huge trees growing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and he broke the two trees.
而且所以还有一件事呢，就是Krishna 由于淘气，然后呢被妈妈给绑在了这个木桩子上，然后 Krishna 他就爬，他就拖着这个木桩子，然后来到了这个树的边上，然后还把这个树呢就特别大的两棵树给拖倒了。
Krishna was just crawling, he was just crawling like a small child, crawling and pulling that grinding mortar.
那么 Krishna 就像是一个小孩一样爬，然后一边爬呢一边拖着这个木杵。
And the huge Arjuna trees, they fell down with such a noise, huge trees, they were just uprooted, just fell down completely.
那这会儿呢，这参天大树Arjuna树呢就被拖倒了。而且是被连根拔起了，发出了巨大的声响。
So when every and why did it that? Why did that?
为什么他这么做呢
？He did that only to satisfy his great devotee Narada Muni, who has given a special boon, a special blessing to these two sons of Kuvera.
他这么做呢，就是为了要。满足他的纯粹他的伟大的奉献者 Narada Muni 的心愿，因为 Narada Muni 呢给了 Kureva 的两个儿子这个祝福。
These two children at Kuvera, they were not qualified to get Krishna's mercy.
Kureva 的这两个儿子他们可没有任何资格得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
But because they had received the mercy of Narada MuniThen Krishna now he feels he had to give his mercy because it was the desire of his devotee Narada Muni.
但是呢，就是由于他们两人得到了 Narada Muni 的仁慈，使得 Krishna 就觉得必须要把他的仁慈给予他们两位。原因呢，他要通过这么做去让他的奉献者 Narada Muni 感到心满意足。
So when the inhabitants of Vrindavan heard that sound, they left whatever they were doing. They all ran to the place where they heard where the noise came from.
当文达文的居民听到了这个一声巨响之后呢，立刻就放下了手头的活计， 奔去看到底发生了什么事情。
All the cowherd men and Ananda Maharaj, they all came there. They saw Krishna, a small baby, and still tied to the grinding mortar. And this huge tree just fell one to each side, and Krishna was there, no little harm.
所以这些牧牛人们，包括 Ananda Maharaj, 他们全都跟来了。看到的这个场景呢，就是依然被绑在木杵上的Krishna 在那里，他的身边呢是两棵倒下来的巨大的Arjuna树，可是 Krishna 呢却完全没有任何损伤的待在那里。
Again, Krishna was just a small child. He was 3 years old.
此时 Krishna 依然还是个小孩，他只有三岁的。
And at 3 years old, he break this huge trees like that. Of course, nobody believed.
所以说呢，作为一个三岁大的小孩就把树给拉倒了，没有人相信这件事情。
Krishna did not assume a gigantic form to uproot to break these trees.
因为 Krishna 他并没有显现巨大的身形来拔起这两棵树。
So again, everybody was astonished. How Krishna survived? This is certainly by the mercy of Lord Vishnu protected him all the time.
所以说呢，大家又都特别的惊奇。Krishna 怎么可能没有受伤呢？他怎么还完好无损呢？那些毫无疑问是主 Vishnu 的仁慈，主 Vishnu 一直在时刻的保护着他。
So Lord Brahma is amazed, you know. He said, "This certainly Krishna is the supreme Lord, the original supreme personality of Godhead."
所以主 Brahma 他是非常的惊叹的，所以呢，他毫无疑问的认为 Krishna 是至尊人格首神，最原初的主。
Even though he plays a part of a small child, he remains the Almighty Lord with all his powers.
那即便他是处在小孩的身形里面，但他依然还保留着他变存万有的能量，他具有一切的力。
Even after Krishna, when Krishna held Govardhana Hill, At this time, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were seeing with their own eyes that Krishna was doing something incredible that a small child could never do.
后来呢 ，Krishna 他举起了高尔丹山，那这会儿呢，就使文达文的所有的这些居民们都亲眼见证了一个小孩做了一件根本就不可能做的事情。
How can a small child hold a mountain like this? It's just impossible.
那小孩他怎么可能举起一座这样大的山呢？这根本就是不可能的事情。
So they were seeing with their own eyes.
但是他们却亲眼见到了。
But because of their devotion for him, they thought, "Oh, he's our small child. He's trying to protect us by holding this hill, so we have to help him." And everybody, all these coward men holding their canes, you know, to help Krishna to hold Govardhana on the air.
那是出于他们对 Krishna 的爱，他们就觉得啊，一个小朋友，为了要救我们，所以说呢，他就把这个山给举起来了。所以呢，我们一定要帮他。所以呢，所有的这些牧牛童们呢，全都拿着自己的这个赶牛的这个棍儿，就帮着他撑起了高尔丹山。
So Lord Brahma goes on and on for 10 verses describing some major pastimes of the Lord, especially in his childhood, that are very baffling to everyone.
所以说呢，Brahma 他就一个又一个的在讲述着主 Krishna 他在童年的时候所发生的这些逍遥故事，他自己止不住的在讲这些故事，一直讲了十个时节。那么所有的这些事情呢，对于大部分人来说呢，都是非常的难以理解的。所以说
，Because himself, Lord Brahma, one time during Krishna's pastime, also became bewildered.
因为主 Brahma 本人，他有一次在和 Krishna 的 故事之中呢，他也被迷惑了。
Even though he has been seeing Krishna's pastimes every day, in one time he became baffled.
甚至他每天都要见到 Krishna 的逍遥，但他有一次依然还是被迷惑了。
He is this boy. How can this boy be my supreme lord?
一个小男孩啊，这小男孩他怎么可能是我的至尊主呢？
After Krishna killed Kaliya and saved all the young boys, the young coward boys, then they went to the banks of the Yamuna River and they were sitting very peacefully there.After taking their bathing, and then they were sitting together on the banks of the Yamuna, you know, all in circle, all looking at Krishna, and they were exchanging the prasad in their lunch bags and laughing, and were like totally in the mood of small children enjoying a good time taking their lunch.
So, 有一次在 Krishna 杀死了卡利亚蛇。然后救了所有的这些小牧牛童之后呢，他们就一起来到了亚穆纳河边，并且在亚穆纳河中沐浴之后，这些牧牛童们就在河岸围圈坐了下来，然后呢，嬉笑着、笑闹着，彼此之间互望着，开始分享他们的 prasadam。他们之间的这种氛围，完全就是小孩子做游戏的那种氛围。
So Lord Brahma became amazed.
所以，主 Brahma 他就开始变得有一点困惑了。
And he said, let me test this boy.
在想，那让我来测一测这个男孩吧。
Yeah, he wanted to test. It was a big mistake for him.
所以呢，他就想考验一下 Krishna， 可是对他来说呢，是个大错。
He wanted to steal away the calves and then later on the young boys, steal away from Krishna to see how Krishna would be perplexed by not seeing the calves and his young boyfriends and become very bewildered.
他呢就想先偷走所有这些小牛犊，然后呢再偷走这些牧牛童们。然后他想看看，当 Krishna 不能够看到这些牧牛童和小牛犊的时候，非常的困惑的样子。
But he was the one who was baffled because Krishna multiplied himself as many young boys and then many calves that Lord Brahma had already stolen and hidden inside a cave.
但是真正的被困惑的是主 Brahma， 因为。当主 Brahma 把他偷走的牧牛童和乳牛给藏到了那个洞穴之后呢，他发现，主 Krishna 他又扩展出了很多的乳牛，小牧牛童和小乳牛小牛犊。
Of course, in the beginning, he did not know what happened. He could not understand because he just had hidden.The calves and the young boys in a cave at sealed with rocks, and then he went back to check what would be Krishna's reaction. And he saw Krishna sitting by the banks of the Yamuna, surrounded by the young boys and the calves, and they were taking prasada very happy together. And he could not believe, he just had taken them and hidden in a cave. So he went back to the cave and said, oh, they're all here.And then he went back there, but they're also here. And then he became so confused, he did not know which one was the true ones, the ones with Krishna or the ones in the cave.
所以呢，在最开始的时候，主 Brahma 他并不知道发生了什么，他并不知道这到底是怎么回事，因为他把小牛犊和牧牛童给偷走了以后呢，他就把他们给藏在了岩石后面的这个山洞里面。可是等他藏完了，他再跑回来原地，他想看看 Krishna 的困惑之色的时候，他发现 Krishna 正高高兴兴、开开心心的和所有的这些小牛 小牧牛童和乳牛小乳牛们，就是小牛犊们坐在那儿，就是发现他正和那些小牛牧牛童们坐那儿开开心心的继续野餐呢，所以他就觉得这到底是怎么回事，然后他就跑回到之前的那个洞穴那个地方，发现他偷走的小牛犊和牧牛童依然在那儿，他再回来发现 Krishna 还和他们在一起，他就觉得到底谁是真的谁是假的呀，他就完全的晕了。
So he was very bewildered.
对，他特别特别的困惑。
Of course, Krishna did that purposely, bewildered Lord Brahma so he could perform some other very special pastimes.
当然 ，Krishna 他是故意这么做的，他就是为了要让主 Brahma 变得困惑，这样他才能够上演其他的逍遥时光。
So this is Lord Brahma who has been seeing the pastimes of Krishna every day, and sometimes himself can be baffled.
这就是主 Brahma 他亲眼见到了主 Krishna 的逍遥时光，但有时候呢，他自己也会变得很困惑。
Lord Indra is the king of demigods. He also sees these pastimes regularly, and he also can be baffled.
半身人之主天帝 Indra 他也会亲自的见到所有的这些逍遥，但他有的时候自己呢也会变得困惑不已。
So Krishna's pastimes are very unique.
Krishna 的逍遥时光是非常的独特的。
Yes, he looks like a very innocent small child.
当然，他看起来确实是非常无辜的天真的小孩。
But he's not as a small child.
但他不仅仅就是一个小孩。
Yes, he's playing the part of small child to please his wonderful devotees in Vrindavan, but he remains always the Supreme Lord, the Almighty Lord, with all his potencies.
当然，他为了要取悦他在 Vrindavan 的这些奉献者，所以说呢，他会扮演一个天真无邪的小孩的形象。但与此同时呢，他依然还维持着他无处不在的变存万有的至尊主的形象和他的力量。
So Srila Prabhupada concludes his purport by saying, the Lord in any condition is Lord of the universe, and he can act in such a way, in any form, he can act as such in any form, gigantic or small, as he likes.
他说呢，在今天的这个要旨里面，Srila Prabhupada就这样得出的结论，说到至尊主在任何的情况下都是宇宙之主，他可以随心所欲的以任何的形象形式，无论那形象是巨大的还是微小的。
So this is Krishna.
对，这就是 Krishna.
In order to please his wonderful devotees, he can play the part of a child and behave like a child and do incredible things to amaze them, to become, make them even more and more attracted to him. But at the same time,He can behave as the Almighty Lord with all potencies if it is needed.
所以说呢，为了要取悦他的奉献者 ，Krishna 呢，他可以让自己身处孩童的形象，并且呢，和他们上演各种各样的美妙的逍遥时光，孩童的逍遥，使他们变得，就是对他更加的这种亲近。但与此同时呢，如果要是需要的话，他就会展现他的变存万有的至尊主的力量和形象。
So this is our great fortune, our great special great fortune that we, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we came in contact with this disciplic succession that is given us Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead to worship.
我们是非常幸运的，在舍勒帕帕的仁慈之下，使我们能够和我们的使徒传系取得联系，然后呢，通过这个使徒传系能够了解的Krishna，从而能够以这样的形象去崇拜他。
So we stop here.
我们的讲课呢就到此为止。
You can leave your questions if you have any.
如果大家有任何的问题的话呢，可以把您的问题留下来。
All your comments are also welcome.
或者您如果是有任何的评述的话呢，我们也是非常的欢迎的。
Is any questions from previous session?
Yeah, yes, yes, there is one. Let me see. 萨姐妈，你麻烦能再给我发一遍？我看，哦，那个这儿有，看见了，稍等一下。Here is a question from Hare Krishna Mataji. 请问经典说五千年以前，帕拉的国王是整个地球的国王。那为什么五千年前有各文化和语言，在各地人们都拥有各自的国王呢？ Okay, I think the question is that, my question is that, according to the Shastra, it is said that 5,000 years ago, Parikshita Maharaj is the king of the universe.But why, in the world, we can see 5,000 years ago, there were different cultures, different languages, and also have different emperors or kings. Why is that?
First of all, King Parikshit was not king of the universe, was king of this planet. He was the emperor of this planet, not of the universe.
Yeah, sorry. Her question is that the Parikshita Maharaj is the king of the earth.
Yes, he was the emperor. But within the planet, there are many kingdoms with different races and different kings, but they were all submitted to the emperor. They have some autonomy. They had some autonomy in their reigning their people.But they were all subservient and paid taxes to the emperor. This was a system.
那么帕尔克希特王呢，他是地球之地，他是就是大地。那么虽然他是这个地球大地，但是在这个地球上呢，也有各种各样的这个国家。那么所有的这些国家的这些王侯将相呢，他们需要向这个地球的大地去。供奉啊，然后呢，去向他臣服啊，是这样的一个体系。
So they were all subservient to the emperor, and if they had to do any major thing in their kingdom, they would consult the emperor.
所以呢，他们都是从属于。这位大帝的，如果他们需要去做任何事情的话呢，他们都要去征求这位大帝的意见。
Not for anything, but if there is some major decision to be taken, then they would consult the emperor to know if it was right or not.
不是事无巨细，大小事情都要去请示他，而是当有些很就是一些非常主要的大事需要做决定的时候呢，他们就会去征得他的意见。
So, and they had to pay taxes to the king, to the emperor.
而且他们还要为这个大帝去征为他付税。
So it is explained that before when the emperor takes his post, when a particular person becomes the emperor, in order to be accepted by all the kings on the earth, is army is sent to different countries, to different kingdoms, and to find out if the kings are submissive to accept the emperor and submissive to him, or if not. If they are, then it's okay. Nothing to be done. They spend some time together, and then they continue to travel to another kingdom. If some kingdom, the king is not in agreement, he doesn't want to be submitted to the emperor, then the army...defeats him and forces him to be submitted by force. Otherwise, if he accepts, there's no need to fight.
之前呢，就是这个大帝他就是这个地球的这个国王，他为了要就是征服整个这个地球，他要做的一件事情呢，他就会派他的这个军队去到所有的这些国家里面。然后他如果发现臣服于他了的话，我非常的交好。但是如果他发现这个我如果是并没有臣服于他的话，他就需要和他们作战，然后呢强迫这个王国要臣服于他。
So this was the system. So one emperor for the whole planet to make sure all the kings follow the Vedic system. All the kings are submitted to one emperor that represents the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢, 这个地球的国王他需要做的一件事情 就是他需要在伟达体系的这样的制度下去让所有地区的这些国王都要按照他的这个领导去行事。
The last emperor of the whole world was the son of Maharaj Parikshit.
整个的地球的国王就是最后一位地球之主是Parikshita 王的儿子。
So now there is no more emperors.
但是现在呢已经没有这样的大帝了。
But even in China, at one time, there was an emperor, maybe sitting in Beijing or any other capital like Nanjing. I don't know, it depends where the capital was at that time, sometimes in Xi'an. So there was emperor and many kings were subservient to that emperor. Of course, it was not the whole world, but was a big area where there was an emperor and many kings and the kingdoms and the kings were all subservient to the emperor.
那即便是在中国以前历史上也是如此，这个中国大帝哈，他会，比如说他的这个皇都，不论是在北京还是在南京还是在西安某个地方，那么其他的这些地方的这些。 王储们呢，也都会上他这里面来汇报，然后呢，会向他交税，然后臣服于他。虽然说当时这个大帝他只是一个中国的大帝，他并不是世界大帝，但是这个体系是一样的。Yeah, but
in before, yes.
Yeah, but I think her question is that because 5,000 years ago, for example. Some countries already have the history, like China. Then, I think she's saying that, for example, at that time, China, they also have their own emperor, but they don't really go ahead to surrender to Parikshita Maharaj, you know, to consider
not 5,000 years ago. Not 5,000 years ago. Maybe 3,000 years ago, yes. Not 5,000 years ago.
Oh, you mean the history of China that is 3,000 years ago, not 5,000?
Yeah, 3,000 years ago. It's not 5,000.
Okay. 所以呢，我刚才
it's a question of calculation of time that is not so accurate.
Yeah. 那然后呢，我又进一步的问阿叔这个问题。我想可能咱们这位奉献者他问的问题就是，比如说在咱们一直在说在 5,000年以前， 可能各个国家有了他的文化，比如说中国可能那会儿也有了我们的这个文化，也有了我们的。 这个国王，但是呢，并没有好像没有听说他是附属于帕克希特王的。那么阿叔说呢，其实这个应该是我们的年代的记载的这个计算的这个问题。所以说呢，就是当 Parikshita 王他们称这个地球大帝的这会儿，其实中国这会儿那会儿还没有出现我们后来在历史上记载的那个情况呢。
It's not so long the story. The story of China as it is not 5,000 years ago. It's calculated 3,000 history.
所以说呢，我们中国的这个历史呢，其实它并不是从5,000年那会儿开始的，应该是从3,000年以前开始的。Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much for listening and for whatever questions you may have. And a special thank you to Dhanakeli and Sati Matajis for giving these wonderful opportunities to associate with each other.
所以非常感谢大家的聆听，也非常感谢大家能够提出的问题。那特别的感谢 Sati Matajis 和 Dhanakeli 能够为我们安排这样的一种平台，然后呢，以我们这样使我们以这样的形式能够有这样的联谊。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Nitai Gaur.
Guna Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo.
Hari Hari Bo, Vaikuntha 之音服务聆听。Vaikuntha 之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就先到此为止了。非常感谢 Krishna Baladev Babu 阿叔为我们的精彩讲述，非常感谢 Sati Mataji， 感恩各位的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。